Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Extra titillating, secret sauce, all that good stuff. And, of course, we also take a look into the entertainment world as well. Love having the comedians in the studio when they're in town. Cobb's Comedy Club back open again. We had Adam Ferrara yesterday. And on Fridays in the first hour, we always take a closer look at Hollywood, and we do that with our good friend Jan Wall, very well-known film critic and Hollywood insider, born and raised in SoCal in the biz. So we'll talk to Jan and some very interesting guests in the first hour. In the second hour, we have another Hollywood connection. Actor Jared Bankins is going to join us for his new film called We All Think We're Special. At in the third hour, we will go to the Upper Deck MyMVP contest winner, Edmonton Oilers fan Michael Hebert. He'll be on as well. But in between all that, we'll get you ready for a sporting weekend. Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs in full throw. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And Champions League final tomorrow as well. We can touch upon that. We'll do a lot of touching. Don't touch. Too much tactile touching. 1-800-878-PLAY. Call me up, and we'll do that. Questions, comments, or concerns about football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, go to trouble, ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. What do you say? It doesn't matter. Big shout-out to our troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, you're doing a great job. Proud of you. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, and the Stitcher app. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click Listen Live. And emails rick@sportsbyline.com. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle, and the Instagram is at Kim Kardashian West. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the globe on AFN. And we are joined Friday first hours by our good friend, the film aficionado, Jan Wall. How are you doing, Jan?
Hey, I am doing great, Rick. How about you?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking. Let's get right to our first guest because we're quite happy to have Sheila Malkind with us. She is the director of the 10th Annual Legacy Film Festival on Aging. And you can find out more at legacyfilmfestivalonaging.org. Sheila, welcome to the show. As someone who is an octogenarian, this is nothing new to you. You've been working on aging basically your whole life, the study of it, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's so fascinating. And
I agree.
Starting when I was in my early 20s and now 82, so it's quite a while, and it's been a fascinating journey.
I couldn't agree more, Sheila. This is Jan Wall, and I really love studying about aging. I think women age one of two ways. See if you agree with this. Either with bitterness and resentment of the past and living in the past, or with joy. This is how I do it. With joy and excitement about what's coming next.
I think it's more the latter, because I think more women are active and activists and taking more charge of their lives, so they have a lot to look forward to.
I agree.
And you, Jan, you have done a fantastic job with movies, and you've talked about many movies in the field of aging, so you really understand.
And men, too, you know. We just have more to love than to be worried about.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
and the movies. And so what are the movies that you really love that have to do with this?
Well, here's a surprising thing to me. I programmed 11 different themes for this year's festival, And some of the themes that we have are memory, caring, because caregiving is becoming so much more prevalent, and also films about civil rights and darkness and light and Holocaust memories and Japanese internment, things like that. But what I found, even though those have been popular, is a shorts program we have called Fresh Views of Later Life. And it seems like people are more interested in that because they want to have fun. They still want to have joy and enjoyment in life, no matter the age. So it's interesting to see that.
This film festival will have 38 short, mid-length, and feature films from Australia to Sweden, Hungary to Cuba, and, of course, across the United States. And, Sheila, I know you've run film festivals in Chicago before, so you're a veteran at this, but how do you go through this selection process?
You know, that's one of the most difficult parts because we have a board, 5 or 6 people who are on the board, and people contact us. There's a way for people to get their films in. They pay a small amount through something called Film Freeway. And then we look at this year, I think we looked at over 100 films, short and longer. And, of course, not everybody agrees, so it becomes a very interesting process. And then, lo and behold, one day we say, okay, this is it, and we decide what films we're going to show. And they kind of group themselves, and we don't have to do too much of that. Like a program we have called Courage and Courage Against Hate, here we have 3 films, one on the lives of elders who came of age during the Depression and World War II, and then one about a POW, which is one of my favorites, Johnson's List. Johnny Johnson was captured during the Korean War along with others, and he kept a secret list of every American soldier who died in his camp. And years later, that list would provide closure for families who wanted to learn the fate of their loved ones. And then there's a very short film, 7 minutes, called Forever Voters, and the League of Women Voters stepped in to educate high school students to prepare them for voting, creating a new generation of voters. So those are some of the kinds of programs that we're showing this year.
But let's talk comedy for a second. There's so much laughter. You know, laughter is internal jogging, right? We need to laugh. So
definitely.
There's a lot of movies about laughter, right?
Yes, yes, we do have that as well. And we also have beautiful dance films. And we're honoring Anna Halperin, who died recently at age 100. She was not only a dancer, but also a healer. And I think that's something we have to think about, dance and other activities, physical activities. How about you, Jan? What are some of your favorite films?
Oh, well, I really look for things that make me laugh these days. And, I mean, I love the documentaries you're talking about. Those are very important and relevant. But I really love movies. That, some of them take place in retirement communities. There was a documentary recently about a Miami retirement community. There's a new one with Anne.
We're showing that film.
What's it called? It's really funny. But it's also a documentary. And then there's a new big one with Anne Margaret and a number of other famous people. Eileen Burstyn. And it's about a woman, it's about going into retirement community and not wanting to be there and then ending up like high school mean girls and, you know, boys and,
that
and
sounds what like it's fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I look for things like that. Mm-hmm.
The one that you're speaking about is called Some Kind of Heaven.
That's right.
Yeah. And it shows the America's largest retirement community called the Villages in Florida.
Right.
And here people can do what they want. Of course, they each have their own homes, houses, or so they can do cheerleading, things they wanted to do in high school.
Exactly.
And why not?
That's a great idea.
Yes, I agree.
Seniors are so amazing. Seniors, oh, Rick, talking to seniors is my favorite thing. I mean, they know Cole Porter. They know, you know, they know Mickey Mantle. They know everything that matters.
By the way, the name of that Anne Margaret movie is Queen Bees. But
that's right, Queen Bees.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm going to have to look for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're out of time, but we've been speaking with Sheila Monkind, the festival director. Go to legacyfilmfestivalonaging.org. It's going to run virtually. It's already underway, and it's going to run through the end of this month. Sheila, congratulations, and thanks for stopping
by.
Thank
you.
Oh, Sheila, great to talk to you, darling.
Thanks, Jan.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back with Jan Wall.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show film director Farbod Adabili. He has a new film which is just crushing at film festivals all over the world called Forbidden to See Us Scream in Tehran. Farbod, welcome to the show, and this all has to go with your own experience as a guy who loved playing metal in Iran, and that's something that a lot of people in the government doesn't really embrace, do they?
First, thanks for having me. No, that's very true. The government not only doesn't embrace, but in some cases, some people has gotten the death penalty. Luckily, it hasn't been executed, but some people has gotten the death penalty solely for playing metal music in Iran. This is not a, it's not a good situation over there.
So, did you get into trouble?
Luckily, I didn't get into any major trouble, but of course, I was blacklisted and I couldn't like make any movies for many years just because I was playing metal. I couldn't release anything officially in any genre, any kind of art form, unfortunately. But I was one of the lucky ones who didn't get into any major trouble, like going to jail or getting like something like a death penalty.
Farbod, if you had played like big band music or you know, Sinatra, would you have been in trouble? I mean, is it just metal that they're against?
So playing music in English language is a bit tricky, but probably you wouldn't get as much into trouble because, you know, they would say, okay, you are playing in English. It's cultural aggression. That's the term they used to use. But usually you won't get into any trouble. They might tell you, okay, you cannot like release this in English, or if you're releasing an album, you can only have one or two songs in English. But, the main problem is with metal music, and also the bigger problem is for women. Women are not allowed to sing in Iran in any genre, let alone metal.
In any
yes.
genre. Wow.
Not solo. They can't be like, part of a core group, but they are not allowed to sing solo in any genre. And we had, of course, female vocalists.
Wow. You know, growing up here in the Bay Area, I grew up with so many Iranian Americans, and I was in high school when the hostage situation happened, and then they started using the term Persian. But the funny thing is that so closely allied that Iran is with the West, and so many educated in the West, and then Khomeini comes in, and that all has to be wiped away. Is this thing with metal kind of still lingering from that time when anything Western was sort of rebuked?
That's true. That's true. It is still the case. And, of course, metal, because of its aggressive nature and because you usually, like, you use it in aggression to, like, be angry at something, so they are scared of metal music too, because you can use it as a tool to like protest to the government, right? So there is that aspect to it too, unfortunately. And it's interesting for me When people talk about Iran, especially in Western countries or here, they really have no idea what people of Iran are like. Unfortunately, because of the images the government of Iran broadcasts all over the world, mm-hmm. and the images Western media usually show of people of Iran. But the images you see are nothing like the people in Iran that at least I have seen.
Well, I hope it's okay to say this in 2021, but Iranian women are some of the most beautiful I have ever seen.
I agree with that, right. That's very true.
That's great. Why would that be bad? That's good.
I don't want to sound like I'm objectifying. I'm scared, Jen.
No, don't be scared, darling. We like it. We like being called beautiful. Doesn't matter where you're from. So tell me how you got this movie made.
Funny enough, I had to make this movie, direct the movie through WhatsApp because I wasn't allowed to go back to Iran. So I had quite a few friends in Iran, of course. Some of them were like had their own metal bands and everything. And I contacted them and I said, okay, I have this idea for this movie, guys, and so I cannot come back to Iran because of the situation. What do you think, guys? Can we do it? Can I direct you remotely? What do you think? And they were all on board, and it was a crazy experience, but luckily we managed to make it happen. We faced many challenges, and I have to say I really owe this movie to my brave friends who put themselves at risk in the streets of Tehran to shoot the movie, and they are the real owners of the movie.
Got to be the first movie ever directed through WhatsApp. That's pretty cool. So for you, this story revolves around two sisters, Shima and Sherin. Tell us a little bit about the plot, please.
Of course. So the story revolves around two sisters, as you said. One of the sisters is born deaf and mute, and the other sister is a singer at a metal band, of course, in Tehran. And Shima is the singer at the metal band. One of Shima's bandmates tell her that we can do something crazy. We can put on an underground concert and then call the cops on ourselves. This way, videos of our performance will go viral. And because of what happens to us, maybe we go to jail for some time. But because of what happens, we can seek asylum in another country and follow our dreams. And Shima is, of course, torn, to choose this method, betraying her closest friends, calling the cops on them, letting her sister go, leaving her sister alone, and at the same time, or following her dreams and do whatever it takes to follow her dreams.
That's great stuff. And also, when you were growing up, if you had to get like a Metallica cassette or something, was it contraband? Did you kind of have to hide it?
Later years were better. But yeah, I got into a lot of trouble for playing metal music in my car. They would stop me. The cops would stop me. They would like take my car away for a month, for a week, for 2 weeks. Yeah, they would make cases for me. Once I went to a police station, they had a very thick case for me, and I was like, why my case is so thick? And they opened the case. There was a tape in my case, so that was funny. But, yeah, you can get into trouble for playing metal inside your car or exchanging tapes and stuff, of course.
So, Obama, things getting better? Is it getting better there in Iran? In Tehran? In terms of more free and able to listen, do the young people there get to listen to metal and other music?
Yes, of course, especially with the internet. It's much better right now. Uh-huh. People are much more free to listen to what they want to listen through internet, utilizing internet and all of that. But every time things seem to be getting better, something happens. So I'm afraid to say things are getting better.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but I don't want to jinx it. Right?
By the way, one thing I want to throw in, one of the best movies I've seen during the pandemic is the Iranian horror movie Under the Shadow with Narges Rashidi. It takes place during the Iraqi-Iranian war. Have you seen that movie, Under the Shadow?
Yes, I have seen it, and I really love it, too. That's a great movie.
Jan, you got to see it.
It's scary. It sounds scary.
But
I don't care where it's from. I don't do scary so well.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, for people who want to, before we let you go, Farbod, for people who want to see the film, where can they go?
So we just came out of the Beverly Hills and Cleveland Film Festival. They were
great.
Able to watch the movie in the Cleveland Beverly Hills Film Festival. Right now, we are getting ready for Ouray Film Festival in Colorado. So they will be able, if they are in Colorado, they can attend the Ouray Film Festival and see the movie there. And of course, we're going to go to more festivals, and eventually we're going to release the movie on YouTube and Vimeo, of course.
Great stuff. That's Farbod Ardabili, director of Forbidden to See Us Scream in Tehran. Thanks for coming on, and congratulations on the film, Farbod.
Congratulations, Farbod.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Very good. And, Jen.
Rick, I love the title of that movie. I love the title.
I know. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to judge a book by its cover, but you hear a title like that, and you think about rock and roll in a place
mm-hmm.
like that. But mm-hmm. this movie, it's on Netflix. It's called Under the Shadow. This Narges Yashidi, she's Iranian-German, she gives one of the best performances just as a mom trying to deal with this. Watch that movie and tell me that's not one of the top 10 performances by a woman in the entire year. I'm putting it up there.
Okay.
I'm putting it up
All
there.
Right.
And I'm going to a break.
Put it out there.
And we'll come right back with Jen Wall on Sports Violin.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, and we'll bring in our next guest, composer Billy Retche, because his new album, concept album called Little Black Book, is a star-studded album inspired by the life of Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss, available now from BroadwayRecords.com. First of all, Billy, am I saying it right, the Italian way, Retche?
I was about to say, thank you for that Italian way. It's like I'm back in the old country with those double C's there. Here in the States, we say Reese, but in, you know, in Leone, where my family is from, they would go Retche. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this, because Heidi Fleiss, remember, is a famous madam. But
of course.
It's in a weird way, or in a timely way, sex workers now are more respected. And a lot of people looked at Heidi Fleiss as not just some nefarious person, but who took a lot of runaways in and helped them get off their feet. It's a different way of looking at Heidi, isn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, that's what made Heidi so revolutionary in the sex industry, was that she allowed these young women to feel pride in the work that they were doing. You know, she wasn't just like your average pimp, right? She was somebody who was putting these girls through college and was allowing them to sort of destigmatize the work that they were doing and feel good about it at the end of the day.
You never hear that about her. You always hear that.
Well, you don't. You don't. And you know what? It's so interesting, because Heidi Fleiss sort of represents the epitome of these sort of 90s tabloid villainesses, right? The Tanya Hardings, or the Lorena Bobbitts, or the Monica Lewinsky's, or the Marcia Clarks, right? Whom are sort of all getting these modern day recontextualizations of their stories and, you know, giving us a second look. You know, not people saying, oh, they were perfect people, but saying that they were complex people who there might have been more than meets the eye to them and how we told their story back in the day.
So you put her story to music, right?
Yeah, so Little Black Book is conceived as a sort of this one-woman rock concert about a modern-day Heidi Fleiss telling her story. But on this album, you know, as we wait for theaters to reopen and get producers attached to the show, we decided to get 11 incredible different Broadway divas of the stage to step in and each sing a song for Heidi and sort of represent a different moment in her life.
That's the
wow.
Thing, too. You got some of the all-time, just some of the best performers, mm-hmm. Tony Award winners, people who are in Hamilton, Wicked. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really, everybody wanted to get in on this.
Well, you know, one of the great blessings, and yes, I mean, look, for me, I was pinching myself the entire time, but one of the few blessings of this last year and a half of the theater shutdown has been these performers looking for work and looking for a way to use their creative voices and their creative outlets.
Right.
And, you know, this was a project that, you know, these women were, I'm so thankful, responded to and were willing to donate their time and talent to it.
And I'm thinking that all women, I mean, I've always been fascinated by the history of prostitution, by women who are call girls, madams, or anything in the sex industry. I mean, I've made studies of it. I've done a couple documentaries on it. I mean, a lot of us strong women, we relate. And did you find these women that sang, they just related, right?
100%. Because the story of Little Black Book and the Heidi Fleiss that we are telling in this story is an every woman, right? I mean, she is a woman.
Right.
It takes place now. So it's the current Heidi Fleiss living in the deserts of Nevada with 40 parrots, which is entirely true, sort of getting this offer for this million-dollar book deal to spread the names of the men in her Little Black Book, right? And her sort of going back and thinking about whether or not she should do this, you know? And in that, you know, she sort of discovers that she is enough, right? She is more than just the Hollywood madam. She is a woman who can stand on her two feet again and move past all those malicious things that people said about her one day, and maybe the screwed up things that she once did, and start again. And I think that's something that coming out of this last year and a half that everybody can relate to.
And I think,
so who are some of the... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Jim. Yeah.
Who are some of the singers?
Yeah, so we have, it's an incredible cast. We have Tony Award winner Alex Ripley. We have Tony Award winner Lilias White. We have Mandy Gonzalez from In the Heights and Hamilton. We have Tony nominee Orr Fay. We have a recent Elphaba and Billboard charting artist, Jessica Vosk and Natalie Weiss and Samantha Pauly. And from American Idol, we have Diana DeGarmo and Von Zell Solomon and an incredible young actress named Kuhu Verma, who actually is the lead in a movie on Hulu today that just came out called Plan B. So, I mean, it's a beautifully, Brittany Johnson, who was the first black Glinda in Wicked. I mean, it's a beautifully diverse and eclectic group of women. And what I love about that is that they are each able to step into Heidi's shoes, like you're saying, and relate to some sort of facet of her journey.
A couple more questions for Billy Reese, Little Black Book. If you think about the transition between, as you say, you know, taking a poor runaway, strung out on drugs, working for a pimp, Captain Squalor, to the glitz and glamour of Heidi Fleiss, where these girls were driving expensive cars and going to Hollywood parties, to now women are empowered by OnlyFans and their own dating apps. They can kind of control their own. How do you see that transition?
Right. Well, I mean, a big thing with this show, and it's something that I wanted to be at the forefront of this show since I started, was I want the show to represent the destigmatization of sex work, right? I mean, especially in this last year when all we're doing is watching OnlyFans and porn and we're not able to go out and, you know, have some fun, right? It's so clear to me that sex workers are essential workers, right? And we need to give them that benefit, right? There's something inherently political in allowing a sex worker to stand center stage for 90 minutes and just tell her story beyond just the sex work side, but the human side of her story, right? And that's what this show is about, is, you know, reminding audiences who never see it in the media that sex workers are human.
I remember all these interviews with Heidi at the time. I did a thing with Charlie Sheen at the time, who was on her list. And I did an interview with him. It was most interesting. She was quite concerned about the medical safety of these girls and her girls. So she was kind of ahead of her time in terms of making sure the safety aspect was there.
100%, 100%. And what's very interesting about her, too, was that when she was arrested, she pled guilty because she wanted to make a case in front of a courtroom as to why sex work should be decriminalized, which that's the thing that I found most interesting and exciting about Heidi Fleiss, is this strong moral compass that she has, right? I mean, over the last 25 years, she has not revealed a single name of any clients from her Little Black Book, save for Charlie Sheen, who we found out because she had traveler's checks from him in her purse when she was arrested, right? That was sort of a freak incident. But yeah, she's got, and now, of course, she's all about this hair activism, and, you know, which is just the coolest sort of life arc, and that was a character that I wanted to spend 90 minutes with and write about. She's a fascinating woman.
I think a lot of times, too, as Americans, like I know for me, I didn't even realize how much of the puritanical shunning and shame of sex was upon me until I was 14 and I got off the plane in Frankfurt, Germany. And this is one of the most modern, most efficient, clean, well-run countries on earth. And there was a place in the airport that just said sex. And, the hookers were checked by the, and I saw businessmen going into the airport whorehouse.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, these aren't debauched, amoral people. And so I'm like, wait, what's wrong with me now?
How interesting, Rick.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's what it is about American society, is that we are taught to repress and to shame, you know, any aspect of sexual desire about us, you know, and, that leads to terrible things. I mean, look, I grew up, you know, a gay kid on Long Island in a pretty conservative town, right? And so I understand that shame really well. Again, I think it's something that is uniquely American, how we were taught to repress the sort of individualism in what makes, you know, what makes us sexual beings.
Oh, God.
Jan,
you've always been
outspoken that you love movies with sex in them.
Oh, well, I like movies that have desire, you know, real erotic desire. And I don't care if it's between two men or if it's between two women or if it's between, you know, couples, you know, straight couples. I don't care. I just give me that hard, that real good desire so that I want them to have sex.
Well, sure.
And
I
want to watch
beautiful.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a part of life, right? And the more we shame it, you know, the more that we are repressing something so joyful about the human experience.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's been really interesting movies about hookers and madams and pimps and all kinds of things in movies, you know.
Mm.
I was friends with Sally Stanford in Sausalito. She was a famous madam. You know, I was lucky enough to know her, and she had an amazing life. Lady of the House is her book and the movie. But also, you know, the one with Julie Christie, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and Flute. You know, there's a lot of great movies about prostitution and about just that whole world is fascinating.
Did
you know,
you,
the best little whorehouse.
Have a nuanced look at it. Right, sure, exactly. Uh-huh. You know, and what's so fascinating about Heidi Fleiss's story is that, I mean, she has had several TV movies made about her life, but they're all that sort of trashy TV movie thing. And that's
right.
Not what this is, you know?
This is
an
different.
Artful look at her life, yeah.
Well, Jan, let me ask you, with Pretty Woman, you had the handsome John and the beautiful hooker. Was that fun for you, or was that fake?
Not so good, because at that time I was doing a lot of television, and I got a lot of calls and letters from parents saying, now my daughter is looking at prostitution as a viable career choice. So, you know.
Yeah, she made it look pretty damn good.
She made it look pretty good, and the end was pretty fantasy. But, you know, it's still, you want to sell this thing to the movies, honey. I mean, it sounds great.
Well, we are working on that as well.
Yeah,
you know,
one day, one thing at a time. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
That's Billy Ricci or in Italy, Recce, and the album Little Black Book. Make sure to check it out, BroadwayRecords.com. Hey, Billy, congratulations on the effort, and thanks for coming on the show.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thanks so much for having me, folks. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Jan, we'll come back. You got some recommendations for us?
Sure.
All right, we'll do it in a second. Come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Palio Restaurant has been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there is no surprise that it's been voted best overall restaurant in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio has been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays, reservations are recommended. visit PalioSF.com to view our menus and make a reservation today. That's PalioSF.com. PalioSF.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning. A
couple more minutes with film critic Jan Wall. Jan, what's on your to-do and to-see list?
Okay, well, I get triggered pretty easily, and we just had a spot for Palio Restaurant in San Francisco.
Can we get a
free
dinner?
One of my favorite Italian restaurants. No, I want to talk about Big Night. Everybody needs to see a movie called Big Night. And it's with Stanley Tucci, and it's absolutely amazing about two brothers who own a little Italian restaurant. And they get so frustrated because everybody wants a certain kind of spaghetti or spaghetti and meatballs. And they want to make really high-end, great Italian food. Not that there's anything wrong with spaghetti and meatballs, but, you know, they want to take it to the next level. And they get so frustrated. And then they have this thing where they think that Louis Prima, the great, great performer, is coming to dinner. So they make this feast. It's called Big Night. God, it's great.
You ever wonder, too, Jan, sometimes, because I'm hooked on this miniseries that I don't like very much called Mayor of Easttown. And
yeah, you don't like it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just, it panders too much to, it keeps revisiting things, these tear-jerking things that have nothing to do with the plot. And I just feel like there's sort of, when you create drama out of nothing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's pandering to me.
Okay, I got to give you something that won't pander you on TV. I just watched it last night. We tape it every week. It's called Shetland, and it's this TV series about the Shetland Islands and this great detective who solves all these bloody crimes that happen on Shetland. It's completely not pandering and very tough. You'd like it.
Yeah, that's Scotland. Are there any ponies?
You know what? I've been to Shetland Islands, and I saw ponies. And you're supposed to stay away from them, because apparently they get pissed off at tourists. But it's a really great series with this incredible detective. I just love detective stuff that's smart. And, you know, and it's, it's Scottish. But it's also a bit of, you know, they're also connected to the Vikings, that area.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah. So it's, but it's filmed on the island. So it's fascinating and smart. So it's called Shetland.
Yeah. There's a lot of Danish, Vikings, raping and pillaging and burning of villages, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jan, as always, it's been a fun hour. Thanks for coming by. Let's do it again.
Okay, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
You don't look the same the way you did before.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is proposing a budget to Congress for the fiscal year 2022 that's just under $6 trillion. Biden trying to make the case that it's time for America to spend big. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we cannot afford to spend all that money.
This is too extreme and too expensive. Think about what we're saying right here. This is what everyone has ever warned us about, that your debt becomes so large it's more than 100% of your GDP. There's no coming back from that. This sounds like Venezuela or Cuba.
Senate Republicans on Friday blocked a bill that would form a commission to probe the January 6th Capitol attack, the first filibuster of the year by the chamber's 50-vote minority. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lobbied his members forcefully against the House-passed commission measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
It's going to be a busy weekend on the road as many Americans head out for Memorial Day travel. AAA is predicting a 60% rise in holiday travelers this year after many people were cooped up during the pandemic. Regarding the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America, we still need to keep our guard up.
Yeah, the virus is out there and those variants are out there and they're infecting unvaccinated people. So when the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, yesterday said she worries about that population, I do too. We've got to stay very careful. If you're unvaccinated, you got to keep masked up, avoid indoor gatherings, all the things that we've been talking about over the last year because people still remain vulnerable.
The fan who dumped popcorn on NBA player Russell Westbrook is facing some serious consequences. The Philadelphia 76ers announcing the fan's season ticket will be revoked right away and that he won't be allowed into any event at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The state of Washington is filing criminal charges against three Tacoma police officers.
Three police officers in Washington state were charged in the killing of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died while being handcuffed and restrained last year. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed second-degree murder charges against officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and a first-degree manslaughter charge against Officer Timothy Ranking. Ellis, 33, was killed after police stopped him as he was walking home. Documents state that officers slammed Ellis into the ground unprovoked as they punched and hogtied him. He repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Witnesses say they saw Ellis and there was no sign of aggression. They said Officer Burbank swung open the passenger door of the car and struck Ellis from behind, knocking him to his knees. He then stunned him and applied pressure to the back of his neck with both of his knees while he was restrained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Congressman Matt Gaetz is telling his supporters they have an obligation to use the Second Amendment. Speaking at a rally in Georgia, the Florida Republican said the Second Amendment was not about hunting, sports, or recreation. Instead, he says it's about the ability to maintain an armed rebellion against the government if that becomes necessary. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the Hizzle for Shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, speaking of pandering, but it's for cash. You know, we have like 9 different MLB hats per team per year. And I'm sure Memorial Day will be another kind of camo thing, who knows. But they also have this new, because Nike does MLB uniforms, the City Connect jerseys, they're called. And the White Sox just revealed theirs. Black with white pinstripes. And it says, you know, in the Gothic, Southside. And then it says CHI on the hat. And I'm sure those will go like hotcakes. But when, as soon as I saw them, all I thought of was Christopher Scissorhands. Remember when Chris Sale, with those throwbacks, he didn't like the way they felt when he was pitching. And even though he wasn't even scheduled to pitch, he took scissors and he cut them all up. He cut up all the jerseys in response. You know that you are one of the best players in the game when you're allowed to do that and not be kicked out forever. Yeah. Also, in other news, Belgium's ambassador to South Korea will leave his post after his wife slapped a woman in a clothing store. I can't make this stuff up. That is going to it's going to go down that way. Yeah. It's unacceptable behavior. And so the ambassador will now be recalled. This sounds like something out of Borgen, that Danish show. But if you're the ambassador's wife, don't slap people. You'll cost the guy his job. Or both ways, I guess you could say as well. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the number to call. Big shout out to our troops out there. We got actor Jared Bankers coming up here, or Bankins, I should say. So come on in and get heard on the Twitter, at Rick Tittle, email rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. It is important to put customers first, especially as a small business. Fast email and social media response is critical for building brand trust. Try to keep response time to 24 hours or less for all communications with customers and wholesalers. This gives your business the chance to turn unhappy customers into loyal ones. If you can be there quickly, you can immediately relieve the issue. And high-quality support can often lead to more brand awareness and brand loyalty and trust. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. For Small Business Month savings.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hour two of titillating sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of titillating sports.
Hey! Check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out, yo. And lines are available. 1-800-878-PLAY. Some I just turned into from Ireland there. You know, Rick, when the English ravaged Ireland, they took a pagan artifox and they buried them. You're grand. 1-800-878-PLAY. There was a interesting story yesterday. It was about Goldilocks and some bears. There was another interesting story about how the frontrunner for the American League MVP, Shohei Ohtani, was scratched from his start against the Oakland A's in Oakland. And a lot of Anaheim fans probably panicked when they heard Ohtani is going to miss the start. Oh, no, now what happened to him? Oh, no. What happened was he was on the second bus coming from the team hotel in San Francisco, and there was an accident on the Bay Bridge. It shut things down, and they were getting a little bit panicky, and Kurt Suzuki, not Japanese, but Japanese-American, former Oakland A, he goes, let's go back, let's turn around at Treasure Island, let's go back, and then we'll take BART, or as they called it, the BART, and they weren't able to get to the Coliseum in time. They did get there in time for the game, and Ohtani was a DH, but Ohtani, and by the way, Chris Bassett, his first career shutout. And then he's holding a trident after. I think this is all this ride the wave thing. Now it's turning into, who's the guy? Atlantis? Not Atlantis. Who's the undersea god? I already forgot. Anyway, Poseidon. They didn't get there by 4 o'clock. And you think, well, the game's at 7. The hell. They got there at 5. But these are creatures of habit. He needed 3 hours. He needed his routine. 2 hours was not enough. I guarantee if this was the World Series, 2 hours would have been plenty of time for him to pitch. But they didn't want to ruin it, so he's going to pitch tonight against Sean Manaea. Okay, fine. But the funny thing is two things. Number one, they tried to blame BART for also having delays, and BART checked, and they said, actually, there were no delays. They got on the wrong train. So, And as much as you could say, well, how could Suzuki didn't know? Suzuki didn't take Bart. There is a funny picture going back to the days of Billy Burns, who was an outfielder, and Sonny Gray on Bart, and they're standing there next to a an ad of Sonny Gray saying, come to the Coliseum, watch Sonny pitch, which I think is funny. Bob Welch, the late, great Bob Welch, he used to live in the marina in San Francisco, and he would take Bart to the Coliseum. It's happened now and then. Some players actually would do it. Mark Canna has taken Bart, and some other guys take public transportation. We've seen it before. Marshawn Lynch and Marcus Peters, his cousin, after a Raider Chief game, they were on Bart after the game. It's not unheard of. But could you imagine if you were not just a baseball fan, but you think about how big Shohei Ohtani is in Japan? He's basically the Beatles in one guy. If you got on Bart and here's this 6'5" Shohei Ohtani, you probably wouldn't believe it. You'd probably think, that guy looks like a lot like Shohei Ohtani. And you go, wait, the Angels are in town. What's going on? So that's one thing. They got on the wrong train. And it happens sometimes, too, because when Bart started, when Bart started, I rode the first day Bart was open. I was 7 years old, and my mom, my little brother, and I took the train from El Cerrito Plaza to Fremont and then back again. We thought it was very Logan's Run. That's what we told it up. The tube wasn't open yet. You couldn't take Bart to San Francisco just yet, but you could take it in the East Bay. And the Richmond line is the only line that's still called that because the Concord train became Pittsburgh Bay Point, and now I think it's called the Antioch train. The Fremont train became Warm Springs. Now it's called Berryessa, which is stupid. Does anyone in San Jose call that neighborhood Berryessa? Berryessa is a lake north of Napa. But anyway, and then the Daly City train is Millbrae train or SF Airport. So I can see how you could get confused. But here's the stupid part. Staying in a hotel in San Francisco when you're playing the A's. It didn't used to be that way. All these teams always stayed at either the Hyatt or the Hilton on Hagenberger, right next to the airport, right next to the Coliseum. If there's a traffic jam, it would be on Hagenberger, and that jam wouldn't last more than 10 or 15 minutes. That'd be your traffic jam. And I remember back in the day when they all started going to the city, it was the Orioles. They were the last team left that still would fly into Oakland and stay at the Hyatt. But these players, they want to go clubbing. And so traditionally, they would all take cabs to San Francisco, and they finally said, this is getting old. We want, when we bring these girls back from the clubs, we want to just be in San Francisco. So now almost all of them stay at the St. Regis. And I remember one time the Yankees were getting on the bus from the St. Regis, and A-Rod and Derek Jeter were getting on the bus, and fans were like, oh, my gosh. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for teams that stay in San Francisco that have to deal with the Bay Bridge, because the Bay Bridge sucks at 3 a.m. I got it. The Bay Bridge sucks at 3 a.m. So why do you want to deal with it in rush hour? And by the way, rush hour is basically 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's basically it. So as I said, Shohei Ohtani didn't get to do his start. The sad thing is, I'm sure there are tons of people who bought tickets. I actually thought about going to the game because I knew Ohtani was going to pitch. I'm glad I didn't because he didn't pitch. So I feel bad for all those fans who made an event out of it. And he's like, I only got here 2 hours early. All right, let's go to Vince, who's out in Lafayette. What's going on, Vince?
Yeah, they had breaking news this morning that Chris Bassett saw him there at 2 o'clock at the Coliseum, but he took one look at Bassett. He goes, I'm not pitching against that guy.
Uh-huh.
I know. It was kind of corny. But I was going to say one last thing about the Warriors. I'm going to drop it. I'm still ticked off, but Meyer even talked about it when I listened to his show a couple of days ago. I couldn't listen to it when he did it. I went back and listened to it. And he was talking about Pascal, and he was saying that you can't win in the playoffs without a guy like Pascal. You need a guy that comes down the middle, challenges the defense and then backs up and throws that, you know, shot that he has. He said that's perfect. I mean, you really need to get him worked into the system, and they're going to have to figure that out, you know, in the off season and when they start this thing, because he got like, all rookie team, and then all of a sudden he's not playing at all the following year. I mean, I just thought that, and I really thought when they played the Lakers and they beat them, they were getting blown out, and they put Pascal in the second half, and he came back and brought him back, and that's how they won the game. I mean, he was on fire. And I'm just thinking, I don't know why he never put him in there. I really still think that cost him the game. You know, you could take Green out in the third quarter and start the third quarter with Pascal, and I just think how different that game would have been. You would have lost all those turnovers. He would have been scoring a lot more points on inside. I don't think they lose the game. I mean, do you have any feelings about that, or do you think I'm just crazy?
Well, there's no way to know. I like Pascal, but I like him better than Mulder. But for whatever reason, you know, Mulder's kind of a different player. Pascal's a little bit more of a banger. I look for him to up his game because he'll be going into his third year in the league, and he's going to need to establish himself as someone who is going to make a lot of money or someone who's just going to make okay money. This is going to be a big year for him. Hey, Vince, I got to run to a break, man, but thanks for the call.
Take care.
There he is, Vince, and the lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153.
That's 800-846-2153.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY is how you get in. So, you know, yesterday we were talking about the Philly fan who threw popcorn on Russell Westbrook, and he's been banned for life, and he had season tickets taken away, which makes sense. If you can't go, you can't go. But, you know, as I said, it wasn't a war crime, but it was classless and cowardly and stupid, and he was punished the way he should be. He shouldn't be flogged, but you can never come back. You lose that privilege. This is not a right. And that's cool. I get it. But it wasn't a great day because we learned yesterday, too, that a New York Knicks fan spit on Trae Young, and it got some of 50 Cent and his date. But then last night, with the Jazz hosting the Grizz for Game 2, and John Morant had one of the best performances of his career and the greatest performance in the history of that franchise for playoffs and points scored because he scored 47. And that kept them in reaching distance of perhaps winning the game, which they lost. But there was an incident in the stands. Whereas T. Morant, the father of Jaw, apparently T. Morant was cheering very crazy for his son, and there was some good-natured back and forth, like, that's my son, woo-hoo, and they're like, oh, you're going to lose, and, you know, good-natured stuff. And then it started getting nasty. And one guy, remember, the Jazz fans were kind of famous for this, as we saw a couple years ago. Now, I shouldn't paint this brush that they're like that. I'm sure over 90% of Jazz fans are classy. But this is what happens when a small minority can ruin it for the good ones. And they started making sexually explicit comments towards Jaw's mother. And then another guy said to T. Morant, I'll put a nickel in your back and watch you dance, boy. Oh, my gosh. There are Klansmen that blushed when they heard that. I laugh because it's just unbelievable that that hasn't been said since the Civil War. Well, it has been said since the Civil War, but you'd like to think it hasn't been. And then another one yelled, shut the F up, B word. I'm actually okay with that as far as once I hear the other thing, like shut the F up, B word. That's bad until you hear, I'll put a nickel in your back and watch you dance, boy. So, T. Morant said, there was bantering back and forth of the group of fans and we were having a good time, until it got horrifying. Right. And so the Jazz put out a statement, quote, the Utah Jazz have zero tolerance for offensive or disruptive behavior. An incident occurred last night involving a verbal altercation during Game 2. Arena security staff intervened, and the investigation resulted in the removal and banning of three Jazz players indefinitely. We apologize to all who were impacted by this unfortunate incident and condemn unacceptable fan behavior. The Utah Jazz are committed to ensuring a safe and respectful environment. So, the one thing that happened was a fan said, a guy was, said, one kid said out loud, why don't they guard John Morant, he scores every time. And another guy said they are trying to guard him. It's just that jaw is incredible. So this was the kind of friendly banter. And by the way, Ja Morant, if you talk about in the history of the NBA, your first three playoff games, because Ja Morant basically torched Golden State by himself. Of course, the Warriors came out asleep, quite literally rubbing sleep out of their eyes until halftime, and then it was too late. But Ja Morant has 73 points through his first three playoff games. And that is the second most in the history of the NBA. By two, he's just by three, he's ahead of Luka Doncic. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is fourth with 69. The all-time leader, 2 points more, was George Mikan, who did it in 1949. Now, if you don't know George Mikan, kids, he was ahead of my time, too. But George Mikan was the first big man. He was 6'10". And back then, he might as well have been 8'8". He was 6'10". He was a kid out of DePaul. He played in the NBA like right after World War II. The first team he played for was called the American Gears, which I think is hilarious. But then he went to the Minneapolis Lakers. And you think about, this is before Bill Russell. He actually had a hook shot with the left and the right hand. He's basically unstoppable. He's one of the best players in NBA history. And there's a statue of him actually outside the Target Center where the T-Wolves play. And the other thing is he had Coke bottle glasses. So that was also scary. You know, like, this guy, can he even see me? So anyway, that's just an aside. But Ja Morant tweeted out, "My family told me they felt the love from all the other Jazz fans who were around them, even bought each other drinks with a few. Those three just went too far." And that's good. And there's nothing wrong with good old-fashioned bantering. You know what's funny is when I was in London for the Raider game, and what I did, and I had I did the pre- and post-game show there with my partner Jim Cosmore back at Everett Jones Barbecue, Jacqueline and Square, downtown Oakland. Right. And so, but I thought, what if something happens where I don't get a press pass? You know, I was covering all my bases. What happens if I can't connect? What happens if they say, yes, you have a press pass, but you have to stay inside? The Warriors have done that before. There's not enough room. You have to stay in the media room and watch the game on TV. I bought a ticket to the game way up high. And so after the game began, I watched the first and fourth quarter from my press seats, which were awesome, like field level 20-yard line. But I also had the ticket, and I wanted to see what it was like. So I watched basically the second and third quarter way up high in my seat, and it was mostly Bears fans, but there were Raider and Bears fans together. And there was this one Raider fan. She was this woman, and she was like standing up, woo! And every time she stood up, the Bear fans would like, sit down. And she's like, you sit down. To me, it was good-natured ribbing. Now, I don't rib. I'm not trying to get into it with other fans. You know, I just not. And it's like, I remember going to a Raider game, and somebody booed the Raider quarterback, a Raider fan, and then the guy I'm with is like, give him a break, man, don't boo him. I'm like, oh, shut up, who cares? But I just remember in London, it was because that, and that girl was asking for it, because she was standing up and gyrating, and she's like, you know the Raiders going to win, woo-woo. And then the Bears fans are like, oh, how come we're winning right now? Oh, you guys threw away the lead, you guys are choking. So it was stupid. But no one, I never thought anybody was going to throw a punch or throw a bottle or tackle anyone. So I get it. I do. But here's another thing. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, on this very topic, broke a story that there was a $100 million lawsuit that have now been filed by the two Jazz fans that were banned 2 years ago involving that incident with Russell Westbrook. And that a Utah judge has thrown it out. These guys were already idiots for getting into a racial thing with Westbrook. But now they're scumbags trying to get $100 million for being thrown out of a game. What would that be? Pain and suffering? My whole life is the Jazz. You've taken away my raison d'etre. The only reason I exist is the Jazz, and I can't go. That's worth at least $100 million. Thank goodness there's a judge who's like, you know what? There's actually some real stuff I have to deal with, and I don't need this on my docket. But yeah, poor behavior from fans is up. And rowdy fans only now returning following a season of very limited attendance and no attendance last year outside of the beginning. But fortunately, it seems like these teams now are reacting swiftly and effectively, you know. And I'll never forget when I was at the Coliseum when Reggie Jackson had his second stint with the A's when he was an old man. And there was a guy who stood up behind the A's dugout wearing an A's shirt yelling, Reggie, you N-word, N-word, N-word. And Reggie was on deck. He put down the bat. I saw it. He walked towards the guy. He had his finger like this, like, come here, you little punk. And then the guards jumped on the guy and threw him out. Could you imagine now? Everybody would have filmed that. And the guy, I'm surprised the guy didn't get beat up. Look, you know what, though? I have seen the guards beat guys up. He probably got beat up under the Coliseum, and he deserved it. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We'll talk to an actor.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free-All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that makes me sad. All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show actor Jared Bankins. He has a new movie called We All Think We're Special. It'll be available on demand on June 4th. Jared, welcome to the show. I'm always fascinated by actors who quote unquote make it like you do and actually get into feature films. And, you know, it reminds me of a Ryan Gosling story where he said he would go to auditions and there'd be 20 guys that would look exactly like him. I think one of the things that you have is you have a unique look, you have a unique voice, and that's something that you kind of exploited. You're, am I right?
That's really nice of you. And thanks for having me on the show. Yeah. I guess so. I mean, I guess you're right. I know I'm an odd-looking guy. Not in a bad way, but...
Well, I think you can swing both ways because you got those blue eyes, and so if they, you know, they dress you up, clean you up, you can be a leading man, but you can also be the creepiest guy ever. It's pretty versatile.
Yeah, it's... man, I actually wanted to do that after I was reading some... I guess it was an interview with someone who had met Lon Chaney Sr., who's absolutely my favorite actor. And, he had said something like that to Boris Karloff, where it was, you know, find something that you at least know, you know, to you that you're good at and try your damnedest to be the best at it. So I'm not saying any of that, but it's just like, oh, I feel like I'm good at this. Well, let me try to go in that direction or this direction. I just really, you know, like the play, really. That's what it is.
Wow. So Lon Chaney, you mean the Lon Chaney Sr. that died before World War II, that one?
Yeah. the Man of a Thousand Faces. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a good character actor, man. Somebody who's just, oh, man. I love that. Especially that he did all his own makeup. That was so cool to me.
Yeah, the Phantom of the Opera is pretty iconic, that face. And
oh, my God.
Hunchback, so all that.
Mm-hmm. That was so good. I love it.
All right. So when was it that you decided that you wanted to pursue the thespian life? And then how much did you toil at it? Were you the proverbial barista and waiter and all that?
Oh, no. Shoot. Well, I was a little kid and I wanted to be like a magician or a session musician or voiceover actor. And those seemed really difficult by the older I got, especially session musician. I was like, well, acting's kind of fun. I'll study it, and if anything, I can at least teach it. I didn't finish my degree when I studied in college, but went through a couple years of some odd jobs, and then a friend of mine who's a stand-up comic, Jeff Derwin, he recommended me to his agent in New Orleans because there's a lot of stuff shooting there, and... So I started auditioning back in, I got signed and started auditioning back in early 2013. So it's kind of been, you know, a bit of a struggle. I mean, I've done things like construction work, delivered for Instacart and Uber Eats. I mean, just anything, really.
Yeah, you got to make ends meet. And
yeah,
really,
exactly.
in the grand scheme of things, if you say 2013, I mean, less than 10 years later, you've got credits. To you, that probably seems really long, but I know to a lot of actors, they're like, wow, that's lightning fast.
Well, I mean, that's really nice. Yeah, I guess it's just that my brain is just, it's not very nice to me. So it's just like, no, it's not good enough. You got to keep going. So I kind of just bury my head in the ground and try to work as much as I can. But I am really grateful and aware of, like, you know, there are guys I know that I really look up to, and it took them like 20-something years to get to where they are, and 20 or 30 years. And I do feel very, very lucky and fortunate that I can at least, you know, make a living out of it.
All right, let's talk about this film. As I mentioned, we all think we're special, which I think is a cool title because it can go in so many different ways. And this is some heavy stuff. Tell us about the topic, please.
Well, I mean, it's alcoholism, which you know, I could relate to because I was a bit of an alcoholic and a junkie in my college years. And I grew up in a family that has a lot of addiction problems, especially in, you know, a smaller southern area, where that's pretty rampant. You know, you either work at the plants or you get addicted to something. But anyway, the film is dealing with that. Like, this guy's best friend is trying to basically get him clean because he's seeing how, you know, he's falling apart and just pushing off these problems. And, it's showing a guy go through detox, which really sucks.
Yeah, and you're the guy, right? There's two friends. You're Charlie. Mm-hmm. William McGovern is Ed. So I was just thinking, like, in these scenes that you had, and maybe several takes, how do you not take that kind of pain and anguish home with you?
Well, I guess it's that I'm a type of guy that can just kind of, things that have either been bottled up or, you know, whatever, something that's been bothering me, I just kind of get it out right there. And then once I'm done and it's out of my system, I can kind of adjust back. But it did have somewhat of an effect on me because, I mean, you know, for the first week, it was like the end of the first week and beginning of the second week, it was when we started getting into some heavy stuff. And man, all I did was, I would do, you know, I'd watch either Looney Tunes or Three Stooges and just try to calm myself down while I went to bed, you know.
Yeah, we're speaking with actor Jared Bankins, by the way. We all think we're special. The movie has an unrelenting, somber tone, and that is going to put a few people off, obviously. But on the other hand, it makes it more real, because if you throw in a couple of jokes and a little bit of levity, maybe it doesn't have the same impact. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that. I tend to like a lot of the European vibe of like the 70s European films, where a lot of them were pretty unrelenting. But I mean, once you got through it, it was like, whoa, that was something. And I think it's appropriate to be that way, to be more realistic.
You know, I just saw a Film Threat. Gave it a 9 out of 10, and I just wonder, as an actor, you know, you see a script, you think it's okay, but do you have an idea? Because I'm sure in the back of your mind, you might think, ah, oh, this could be a bomb, this could be a career ender, or this could get me an Oscar. I mean, what's it like when you finally see the reviews come in and you're getting nines?
Oh, I'm just like, oh man, thank God. I take that back. I was going to say, as long as they didn't say I did anything wrong, but I think a lot of the times if there is a criticism, it's like, I do want to hear it. But it does make me feel really good that I was, that the work we all put in, is paying off.
And you know, I say this in all seriousness, the way acting is now, in some cases, you're not allowed to act. You already have to be that thing. Have you gotten any pushback by saying, hey, you should have gotten an actor who really does have mental health issues?
No, well, not for that one. I think I kind of qualify for that.
you're right on.
Yeah, I think I, no, not yet anyway. I guess especially if you're like myself, I do mostly character type roles, and you know, you can kind of find your way through those where they don't really do a lot of pushback, where they're just like, hey man, this guy's wild. That's been my experience. They're like, man, this dude's wild, let's just kind of let him run with it.
I would think too, you know, you talk about a friend helping, like, I don't think there's any person that initially wants an intervention, you know, even though if it's out of love. But if your friend said, look, I popped all the tires on your car, I took away your bank account, and it's like, that ain't cool, I don't care how much you care about me.
So
no. So did you kind of feel that too when your character was having this done to him?
Oh yeah, man, I was mad. I mean, I was mad, but a lot of I think I think like Will and I already had a good, we already had a good relationship. He's one of my best friends, and he's the one who got me on. And, you know, as tensions were building, we were reading through the dialogue and, you know, rehearsing, and I kind of had a different approach to it where I said, look, I'll memorize it to a point, but I still want there to be a little chaos. And then it ended up antagonizing him, so it kind of created this little bit of tension. And then I was thinking in my head while we did the stuff about him doing that to my car, was like, what a jerk, man. Wow. You know, I get it. Cool. That would make me mad. I think I would definitely flip out if someone did that to me.
Well, the other thing is that I think they employed split screen to great effect as well. I hate it when it goes to, like, you know, 10 different screens. I'm like, well, what am I looking at here?
Yeah.
But when you get your anguish, you get, you know, Ed's look on his face, I think that you guys pulled that off pretty well.
Oh, yeah, man. I was so excited when I got to see how that looked, because I knew, like, Kirby had been explaining it to me, and, you know, we had talked about these different older films, these, like, Criterion films that we had seen, like, by Bergman, and was it Persona by Bergman, and I forget the other film, but when he was telling me about it, I was like, ah, I can kind of see it. This is cool. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh, man, that can kind of make you, that can make the tension a little higher, because you don't know where to look exactly while it's going back and forth. And I like that, personally.
Yeah. Last question for you. You guys didn't make this movie to be therapeutic, but has anybody gotten back to you and said, hey, you know, I can identify this helped me in some way?
Actually, yeah, we did a rough screening of, like, the first or second, well, the second rough cut back in 2019. And it was one of our producers, her sister and her sister's daughter were there, and they were kind of awkward wanting to talk to me afterwards, but they had had an actual real dialogue about the addiction that I think it was either one of them or someone they knew. But that's, see, that one and the guy that did the composing, he had wanted to meet me and said that it had a good effect on him, because he had quit drinking after he saw it, which was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And everybody, you can check it out, video on demand on June 4th, Amazon and Tubi. You can check it out. It's called We All Think We're Special, and one of the lead actors, Jared Bankins, has been our guest. Jared, congratulations, and let's catch up on your next film, man.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Del. Huh? Why did you kiss my ear?
Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows. No! No!
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
Thanks for that. We have another hour to go, coming up after a brief newscast. Jared Valdir, the offensive lineman, his career is over today as he has announced his retirement. He was suspended for the first six games of the upcoming season. He's currently a free agent, and he just says, I'm just going to retire. His quote: I was prescribed low-dose Clomid due to abnormally low T. I recommend this to any veteran who's struggling with post-football issues. I also plan to retire at this time. End quote. Now, the low T apparently is pituitary damage suffered from repeated blows to the head. Yikes. Remember, he almost made history in this last season because he was going to be the first guy ever to be on two different playoff teams in the same year because he was on the Colts, and then the Packers signed him after he got cut. But he was on the COVID-19 reserve list, so he didn't get to play against the Rams. But this was a third-round pick out of, I think it was called Hillsdale College in Michigan, by the Raiders. And the reason I like this guy a lot is because, first of all, he is extremely friendly guy. And I got to talk to him in that rookie camp. I got to talk to him in a couple regular camps. He was always very receptive to me if I needed some sound. And he's also a D2 guy. And we D2 guys have to, because most defense Division II guys are guys like me who will never play on TV and never play in a bowl game and will not play professionally. So I always have a little bit of my heartstrings attached to D2 guys who not only play, but he was very good. He started for the Raiders for 4 years, and then the Cardinals gave him $35 million. So instead of just being suspended, he needed to help himself, and he just said, I'm out. So all the best to Jared Valdir. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.